Hello everybody. So today I am with Dharav. Dharav is the founder of Native Scribe. He's a creative director at Aspera. He's also an independent scientist who has made significant discoveries in the field of mental health. And Dharav is going to join us today for discussing storytelling and its impact on audience. Welcome, Dharav.
Hi,
It's
hello.
so good to have you here.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, so I also know that you are an alumni of IIT Madras. So
Yes.
tell me, how has your experience been there?
Experience. It was a lot of stuff over there. I mean, a lot of threads and storylines. I think one part stress, one part fun, one part being social and being in touch with people who are like really really smart and restless to do something good and
Hungry, hustling.
hungry, and inspiring people, yeah, inspiring down to earth people.
So now proceeding to the storytelling aspect of things. So Dharav, what do you think makes up a good story? You know, a story that will just stop the scroll on social media.
So first thing is that the storyteller has to be clear on what the story is about and who does the story empathize. What is the psyche of the person he's empathizing with, right? You know, once you know those two things, then you let your imagination do the rest. Start writing the story. If you have clarity and empathy, you'll do a good job. When you have clarity about the point of the story, what you are trying to convey with the story, and empathy with the person, you are going to connect with other people. So, Harry Potter is a story, is a set of novels, a set of movies that has connected with so many people. And there's a reason for that. It's chock full of archetypes, that is recurring experiences that people have and people can relate to. And I personally related to one particular scene from the fourth book, Goblet of Fire. There's this chapter in it, the Unforgivable Curses, in which Professor Moody demonstrates the three curses to the children. And he puts Harry under a mind control curse, the Imperious Curse. Harry resists, and he is unable to resist completely, but he doesn't give in at all. He doesn't give in completely either. No, he resists. He resists very willfully. And that scene put a lot of, that scene got my attention. I liked it. I connected to it. Fast forward a few years, and that scene was basically a glimpse into my psyche. My personality is someone who is independent minded and cannot be controlled by magic or by social proof or by emotional manipulation. I resist generally, and I
Okay.
have a strong conviction. So let's bring it back to the initial question, which is how do you connect, how do you make a scroll stopping story? You need to know who you are talking to, and when you know who you are talking to and when you are clear about what the story is going to be, your imagination will come up with something that magically connects to your audience. But
Okay.
you need to know your audience. And you need to have had conversations with your audience. Then things will work out.
Okay, so basically what I understand you're telling me is whatever is inside of me, if I see that in a story, I'm going to relate to the story.
Yes. And in fact, you might not know why you are relating to it, and it will become clearer only later on. The same
Yes.
story, the same story, the same scene, people will connect to different aspects. Different people will connect to different aspects. And that does tell us something very concrete, very specific about the individuals involved.
Makes sense. So Dharu, what do you think makes a bad story or a story that people will fall asleep to? Oh, that's not a bad story, but people will
I
get
mean,
bored of it.
it's the same thing, right? It's the same thing. You have no idea what you're talking about, one. And two, you're rambling on. Maybe you are, instead of connecting to other people, maybe instead of empathizing with other humans, other human beings, and being an observer of the human experience. Instead of doing that, you just engage your own fantasies and, you know, ramble on one thing after the other. Maybe you are writing a love story, and instead of observing people in love, you're just engaging in a fantasy about your crush, and you're writing about what he thinks of you and what you think of what he thinks of you. And it goes nowhere, and it's not complete, and it would bore you. So good stories would be somewhere between, good stories are made on observations. Great stories are made on observations that are universal. Bad stories would be somewhere between your fantasies and inaccurate observations.
Wow. Okay, so then how do you narrate a story that is going to evoke emotions and, you know, stick for a longer time, the way you gave an example with Harry Potter?
Yeah, you don't have to consciously aim at, you know, evoking emotions. If you get the essence, if you get the essence right, that is, you know what the story is about. What is the moral of the story? If you get that right, and if you get your character right, while writing the story, you will hit those points where you are going to relate to others, and that is going to evoke emotion. You don't have to necessarily manipulate people or think, oh, I want my audience to feel awe, or I want my audience to feel sad, and so I will have this scene, or I will have that scene. Be honest. Be honest with your audience. Be honest with yourself. Don't manipulate either the audience or yourself. See, it's when you read a book, or when you listen to a story, when you watch a movie, different parts of your brain are going to be activated. If you're watching, your visual cortex is going to be activated. If you're reading, the parts of your brain that process language are going to be activated. Okay, so like I was saying, different parts of your brain are going to be activated, and a good story, what it will do is it will connect, it will stimulate multiple parts of the brain together. Your neocortex and your visual cortex and your amygdala and your hippocampus are going to be activated at the same time. Your limbic system would be activated at the same time as your neocortex is going to be activated. Roughly speaking, but yeah, that's the point. So the reason, you know, good stories stick, or the neuroscience of the good stories, is it basically you are not distracted. You're completely hooked onto the story. Bad stories, you'd be distracted. You don't know what you're talking about, or you don't know what the story is about. Not able to relate to it. So, you know, when you speak, somebody else, when they listen to you, you are, you know, there is a connection between your brain and their brain, because, you know, your brain fired and their brain also is firing at the same time. And if there is a proper reaction to it, like the person or the other person is receptive to it, then that means there is a slight, you know, there's a connection between your brain and the other person's brain. And if you're a storyteller, what you're doing is you're telling a story to hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people. And if they're all relating to it, what you're doing is you're firing the same set of neurons in every single person. So you've found something, you hit upon something that is relatable to every single person. Right? So,
yeah.
It's good to think of it in a way of of neurons. And let's say, for the sake of example, in your scene there are two emotions. There are two specific scene in your scene. There are two specific events which evoke two certain emotions. And let's say you have 100 readers. Half of your readers would relate to one emotion, and the other half would relate to the other emotion. So the details are there. But the reason they are emoting differently is their brains are different. Is that they have different contents in their brain, in their amygdala, in their memory, in their hippocampus.
Dhara, what I see is great brands pick personalities, those who have made it, all of them have a story to tell, which has, you know, there's a cause and then there's an effect which leads them to an action. And then that's how they rise. So when we look at the leaders from the past and even leaders in the present now, say, for example, Hitler. Hitler had a compelling story which brainwashed the mindsets of many. So looking at Hitler and even Elon Musk, for that matter, in today's gen, Elon Musk has one story, which is saving the humanity, and all that he all the actions that he is taking, be it diving into electric vehicles and producing them, or you know, building SpaceX and sending colonizing Mars. So when do you think is the right time to know whether you're being brainwashed by a story or inspired by a story? Like, how do you know the consequence of the story that is impacting you?
So if your story involves harming someone, it's most likely, not always. If your story involves harming someone, there is likelihood that you are being brainwashed. There are cases in which harming someone is actually the necessary thing to do, which is what the Mahabharata is about, right? If the story you are being told, one way of being sure that the story is nice is to verify if that the story has already been told before and recorded somewhere. That story or a similar story, right? Mm-hmm. And you have myths, you have literature, you have all the archetypes coming from this large base of, you know, large foundation of a fertile foundation of stories, of literature, of mythology. So if the story you are being told to can be found over there, there's a very significant chance that, you know, you're being inspired truthfully, right?
Mm-hmm.
So look to the myths to see what you are to see what you are being told and what you are subscribing to. For brands, like I said, we talked about bad ideas, and then writing about a set of fantasies that not everyone can relate to. The brands could end up doing something similar regarding status. They might have an idea about their status and their relationship with their customers, and they might tell a story which doesn't really connect. It might be on see what is it that your brand enables others to do, or how does your brand fit into other people's story, or what is the story of your brand. You'll know when you hit your answer. Because at one level, you are very clear about it and you want to express yourself. And if you're not clear, if the story of your brand is bad, you'll actually have to consciously think of how do we express ourselves. And if you're doing that, if it is too hard, if you're putting in a lot of effort, it might be the case that you don't have the story yet.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Right.
Okay, so those who are wanting to craft a story for them, so what can you discuss some basic frameworks that they can use to discuss put forward their story?
So you could start with hero's journey, try and understand it, or you could start with the simple application of the story circle.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dhara, for your time and all the insights you were
hey,
sharing.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Until we meet next time. Thank
Yeah,
you so
sure.
much. Bye.